Se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Esta es La Hora Extra, con Richard Vaughan.
Hello and welcome, yes, welcome back. Welcome to a new edition of The Extra Hour, 10 o'clock in the evening on a lovely Wednesday day. So, maybe it's not lovely where you are. Are you listening to me from Malaga? Are you listening to me from Santander? Are you listening to me from Guadalajara, Mexico, or Monterrey, Mexico? We have a lot of listeners from Mexico. Or are you listening to me from Stockholm, Sweden, or Helsinki, Finland? We also have listeners from there. We have listeners from Singapore. We have listeners from all over the world. So, welcome world. It's good to have you here with me again. Yes, I'm teaching the entire world English. Yes. Failing at it, but enjoying it. I'm failing at it. Estoy fracasando en ellos, en este empeño. I'm failing at it. But I'm having a good time while I try. The joy is in the attempt. The joy is in the effort. The joy is in the aspiration to do it. But I know it's an impossible task. But as Don Quixote said, to live the impossible dream. To beat the unbeatable foe. All right. But in any case, here we are on a Wednesday in the middle of the month of September. Yes, sir. Tomorrow is the second half of September. Today's the 15th. 2021 is the year. 2021. So, yes, as. You know, in Spanish you say, él es más tonto que, es más alto que, es más, el río es más largo que, es más, esto es más fácil que. But in English now we say, tan fácil como, tan largo como, etc. As big as a battleship. He's as big as a battleship. Well, how do you say battleship? Oh, let's see. In the ships, you have the destroyer. And the destroyer, in military ships, you have the destroyer, destructor. You have the cruiser, the crucero. You have the submarine, of course. You have the battleship is el acorazado. That's it, el acorazado. So, as big as a battleship. Él es más grande que un acorazado. He's as big as an elephant. He's as big as a battleship. He's as tall as a tree. Yeah. Qué largo es ese tío. That guy is really tall. Yes. I've told the story about my mother in Munich in 1973. I was in Munich with my parents, and we were staying at a hotel in Munich. And in the reception area, in the lobby, there were a lot of very, very tall people. Very, very tall. It was just a lot of men, basically a lot of men and women. A lot of really tall people. And my mother, who's only 1 meter, I don't know, 1 meter 54? I don't know. Let's see. Feet to, inches to centimeters. Let's see. Now, my mother was 5 feet 1 inch, so that means 12, 24, 36, 48, 61. My mother was 61, so my mother was 1 meter 55. Miko, little thing, Mary Jo. And she was looking at these, and she asked, why are so many tall people here? And the man with the German accent, this is the convention of the long people. The long people. All right, and my mother thought that was funny. De la gente larga, las personas largas. And it's interesting, in Spanish, here in Spain at least, you say, vaya tío más largo. When you see somebody really, really tall, often you don't say alto, you say largo, largo. But nevertheless, the tall people, the tall story. There's a movie called The Tall Story. Yeah, it's a good movie, too. The tall, it's good, eh? The Tall Story. It was in 1960, a long time ago, and it was in black and white, and I saw it in Bertram, Texas, in the Globe Theater, and that was the first time in my life that I saw Jane Fonda. She was very young. You know, if you go to Google, the Tall Story, and you go into the images, you see Anthony Perkins and Jane Fonda. And Jane Fonda just looks very, very, very cute in that. Very, very nice. And it's a story of a basketball player, The Tall Story. It's a good story. It's a good movie. It really is. It's a good movie, The Tall Story. Yeah. I should try to see that again sometimes. I don't know where I could find it. The Tall Story. But Jane Fonda plays the role of a, what do you call it, a cheerleader, animadora de equipo, a cheerleader for the basketball team at the university. And her boyfriend is the star on the basketball team. However, when you play sports at the university level, you also have to get decent grades. So you're under pressure. All these athletes who go to American universities have to get good grades, at least a minimum, a grade point average, su media de notas. And so he had to pass an exam. It's just a good story. Yeah. I wish I could find more old movies like that and find them. Let's see, Jane Fonda, The Tall Story. All right. Yeah. She was a real cutie pie back then. Yeah. I never thought he... I guess Henry Fonda, her father, was an attractive guy. I guess. But before she turned weird and started doing strange things, she was called Hanoi Jane. Hanoi Jane, because she went to Hanoi during the Vietnam War. People still... Now she says she is sorry she did that. She's never been able to live that down. She's never been able to live that down. It's an interesting expression. I don't know how to say it. To live down. She's never been able to live that down. I wonder if I can find that. Superar la vergüenza. So bueno, no la vergüenza. Superar el error. To live that down. Yeah. So. It's an interesting expression, Jane Fonda. But in any case, we're not talking about movies today. I don't want to talk about Jane Fonda. I want to talk about as tall as a tree, as hot as a furnace. Furnace, furnace is un horno industrial. Un horno de hornear cosas, de cocinar. That's an oven. A furnace is, you can have a, at home you can have a furnace to heat the room. It's for heating, but also industrial furnace. Forno di legna. Okay. Furnace. Fornace. Furnace. We say blast furnace for los altos hornos, para la producción de acero. We say blast furnace. It's as hot as a furnace today. He's as cool as a cucumber. Now, this expression is very common. Very, very common. Tan fresco o frío. Tan frío como un pepino. He's as cool as a cucumber. It's very common. Obra con una frialdad. No se altera por nada. He's as cool as a... He's a cool operator. You know the song, you remember the song, Cool Operator, Cool Operator, Cool Operator. Yeah, it means as cool as a cucumber. She's a cool operator. Yeah, mysterious woman. Yes. The first time I saw her, it was the summertime. The summertime now. And on the surface, she looks so fine, fine, fine. All right, she's a cool operator. Mysterious woman. Cool operator. She's cool now. As cool as a cucumber. As cool as a cucumber. As hard as a rock. Más duro. Más duro que una piedra. Más duro. As hard as a rock. In, repito, en inglés decimos tan como. Tan duro como. As hard as a rock. As easy as pie. It's easy as ABC. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. It's easy as ABC. Do, re, mi, 1, 2, 3. I don't remember the name of that song by the Jackson 5. Lyrics, Jackson 5. Let's see, Jackson 5. Easy as 1, 2, 3, I think is what it is. ABC. You went to school to learn, girl, things you never knew before. Like I before E, except after C, and why 2 plus 2 makes 4. Now I'm going to teach you all about love, girl, all about love. Sit yourself down, take a seat. All you gotta do is repeat after me. A, B, C. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. As simple as do, re, mi. A, B, C. 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me. It's a good song. Yes. You went to school to learn, girl, things you never knew before. Like I before E, except after C. And why 2 plus 2 makes 4. Yes. It is true, I before E, except after C. That's a rule in spelling in English. La E va delante de la E cuando son van juntos. Salvo después de la letra C. Como recibe, receive, o recibe, deceive, engañar, receive, recibir. Otherwise, it's IE. You know, like people here say, seme, no es mese, no es mese cayó, es seme, nunca mese. And then I always say to them, pues, no seme la letra de esa canción. No, eso sí, eso es mese, no mese. All right, very good. A, B, C, it's easy as 1, 2, 3, as simple as do, re, mi, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me. All right. That's a Jackson. That I think that was the song. No, that wasn't the song that made the Jackson 5 famous. But it's a good song. It's a good song. They were good, eh? The Jackson 5. All right. It's as easy as a piece of cake. It's as easy as pie. Tan fácil como el pastel. It's as easy as pie. It's as easy as a piece of cake. And it's easy as ABC. It's as hard as a rock. It's as small as a mustard seed. My mother was as small as a mustard seed. Más pequeña que mi madre era que una semilla de mostaza. As small as a mustard seed. Siempre as in English. As dark as night. It was as dark as night. And he was as black as coal. The black man, when he approached me, he wasn't a mulatto. He was as black as coal. Más negro que el carbón. As black as white as snow. When something is really, really white. As white as snow. Now, if somebody is pale, qué pálido te veo, eh? As pale as a ghost. But it's more common to say as pale as a sheet. Hey, are you okay? You look pale. You're as pale as a sheet, my friend. And if you are embarrassed, yes, and you've said something embarrassing, you turn red. Whoa, he turned as red as a beet. As red as a ripe tomato, or as the British, oh, he turned as red as a ripe tomato, yes, as red as a beet, tan rojo, más rojo que una remolacha, o que un tomate maduro, a ripe, escrito ripe, as a ripe tomato, as red as a beet, as red as a ripe tomato, as mad as a hatter. Now, this expression, I'm not sure if it comes from Lewis Carroll in Alice in Wonderland. I'm not sure. Because in Alice in Wonderland, they have the The character, the Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter. Now, a hatter is a person who makes hats. The Mad Hatter. Now, let's see if I can find a good description of the Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter in Wikipedia. All right, we'll find him. El sombrerero. Okay. The Mad Hatter. Why? There's some reason, and I don't remember what it is, that back in the Victorian times, people who made hats often were exposed to a certain chemical, and they started going crazy. That's why people who made hats were always crazy. I can't remember. The Mad Hatter. All right. The Mad Hatter. Did hatters really go mad? Did hatters really go mad? Lewis Carroll did not invent the phrase as mad as a hatter, although he did create the character. The origin of the phrase, it is believed, is that hatters really do go mad. Se los sombrereros sí se vuelven locos. The chemicals used in hat making originally included mercurous nitrate, used in curing felt, para curar, sí, curado, el curado de fieltro. Prolonged exposure to the mercury vapors caused mercury poisoning. All right. So, it's true, eh? When they say, as mad as a hatter. The crazy Mad Hatter of Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland is becoming widely associated with the effects of mercury on behavior, as well as physiology. Mercury was used to process the felt hats used in England around Lewis Carroll's time. Erratic, flamboyant behavior was one of the most evident alterations caused by mercury. Other alterations included excessive drooling, mood swings, and various debilities. Excessive drooling is el babeo excesivo. Mood swings, cambios radicales de estado de ánimo, de humor, etc. So, this is interesting. Don't get into that, you know, don't get into that profession of making hats. Don't be a mad hatter. But we say as mad as a hatter. As mad as a hatter. As white as snow. As mad as hell. In this case, mad is different. Mad has two meanings in English. The classical original meaning is local, mad. But in the past 150 years, the mad has started to mean angry as well. And in the U.S., it's the most common, in the United States and Canada, it's the most common word for angry, mad. In fact, we don't say angry too much. We say mad. I'm really mad. I'm so mad I could spit. We say, I'm so mad I could spit. And I'm as mad as hell. I'm as mad as hell. Or I'm as mad as a hornet. Now, I don't think there are hornets in Spain. Hornets is a type of wasp. You remember the movie The Green Hornet? Hornet un abispón. Yes. The Green Hornet, as mad as a hornet. Yeah. And so, as mad as a hornet. Yes, sir. And that's Tomás Cabreo que un mono. I'm as mad as a hornet. So it means you're very, very angry. As mad as hell. I've said that many times. I'm as mad as hell. I'm as mad as hell. All right. Que el infierno es hell. As drunk as a skunk. Now, this is very common in English. Más borracho que una mofeta. O tan borracho como una mofeta. Now, skunks are not... I don't think skunks get drunk. But because they rhyme, skunk and drunk, we say as drunk as a skunk. In fact, I remember one man who said, the skunk Yeah, now I remember. The skunk and the drunk monk's bunk stunk. The skunk and the drunk monk's bunk stunk. Now, stink, stank, stunk. It's incorrect English because to stink is apestar. To stink. To stink. Yes. Now, the past tense is stank. And the participle is stunk. All right. This room has never stunk so bad or so badly. Oler mal apestar. Yeah, stink. However, to maintain the rhyme, monk is un monje. Yeah, la mofeta. En la litera del monje borracho apestaba. Okay. The skunk in the drunk monk's bunk, B-U-N-K, bunk, stunk. It should be stank, but we say stunk. B-U-N-K, bunk, en litera. Yes. En Argentina es cucheta. En la cucheta. Okay. Bunk. Yes. The skunk and the drunk monk's bunk stunk. All right. There aren't skunks in Spain. Skunks are only in North America, I believe. I don't know. Are there skunks? Are there skunks outside of North America? I think so, probably. Skunks can be found throughout Canada and North and South America. Yes. But you can't find them in Europe or Asia or Africa. Are there skunks in Africa? I don't know. The striped polecat. It lives in dry... But that's not... A polecat is not a skunk, I think. Or it can be called an African... What is a polecat? You know, I've heard this many times, this word polecat. But I have no idea what it is. I've heard it all my life. A polecat. Is a common name for mammals of the subfamily whatever. But it's not a cat. They have a European polecat. I don't know what European polecats are. European polecat. En español lo llaman Mustela putorius. El turón. El turón europeo. Es un pequeño carnívoro de la familia de los mustélidos. All right. Yes. Let's see. El turón fue domesticado en tiempos antiguos con el fin de cazar conejos para el hombre, dando como resultado alurón. O sea, luego... O sea, fue... It perhaps was... So it's the same family as the urón. Yes. And the urón in English is... I think it's a badger. Badger. Let's see. No, a ferret. We'll ferret them out. Ferret. Badger. You know, let's see. Urón, tejón, y comadreja. These are three very interesting animals. Urón, tejón, y comadreja. Now, tejón is a badger. Comadreja is a weasel. Around the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel. The monkey thought it was a joke. Pop goes the weasel. It's a weasel. It's a comadreja. Now, tejón is a badger. Badger. Now, this is not important. And urón is a ferret that they use for hunting to go into the rabbit hole and to find Bugs Bunny. You know, Elmer Fudd never used a ferret. He should have. He should have. Elmer Fudd never used a ferret to hunt Bugs Bunny. He should have. He should have. Can you see me go should have? He should have. Elmer Fudd era el cazador tonto con Bugs Bunny, el conejito, el conejo ese. Well, what's up, Doc? Now, he always carried a shotgun with him, but he was never able to catch a wabbit, as he said, a rabbit. That wabbit. Now, but you see, he didn't use a ferret. He should have. Tenía que haberlo usado. Debía haberlo usado. He should have. He should have. He should have used it, a ferret. Okay, as black as night. Yes, as dark as night. As mad as a hatter, as mad as hell, as drunk as a skunk, as drunk as a fish. Here you say, estás como una cuba. It's interesting. Yeah. as drunk as a monkey, as rich as a king. Más rico que un rey, o tan rico como un rey, as rich as a king, as poor as dirt. Yeah, he's as poor as dirt, más pobre que el barro. He's as poor as dirt, más pobre que la tierra, en la tierra. As poor as a church mouse, ratón de iglesia. As poor as a church mouse. As poor as a beggar, yes. As ugly as a toad. Toad, toad, escrito toad means un sapo. Toad, as smart as a whip. Más listo que un látigo. Interesting, porque smart has a second meaning. It smarts, to smart, as a verb means squiffy. Yeah, it smarts. So as smart as a whip means when the whip hits you, oh, squiffy. And the other el látigo. And we say tan listo como un whip, because it's the same word, different meaning, but the same word. Okay, I'll take a short break.
Tengo 23 años y acabo de terminar la carrera de Administración y Dirección de Empresas. Decidí hacer este máster antes de acabar la carrera porque mi nivel de inglés era realmente bajo. Veía que tenía que buscar un trabajo y que necesitaba un buen nivel de inglés. Y creí que esta era la mejor forma y una alternativa a irte fuera. Así que decidí compaginar un poco los estudios con el inglés. Y ahora que he terminado, hace una semana que he terminado los estudios y tengo que buscar trabajo, me siento un poco más preparada. Lo mejor es el equipo de profesores que tienen. Hacen las clases muy amenas y aprovechamos el tiempo al máximo.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora fíanciate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Alicante, Barcelona, Bilbao, Valladolid, Valencia, Vigo, Santander, Zaragoza y Madrid. Ven a vernos a cualquiera de nuestras academias de inglés Vaughan. Ven a vernos sin ningún compromiso. Queremos conocerte. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un Máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El Máster incluye una o dos inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el Máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y dos inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y una inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 91-133-5831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75. Y si no te viene bien, ya sabes, vaughantienda.com.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Extra con Richard Vaughan.
Hello again and welcome back to our second half hour of the extra hour of a Wednesday evening. So, as thick as a brick, this is a very common expression. As thick as a brick means muy espeso, una persona de mente muy espesa. Tan espeso como un ladrillo. As thick as a brick. As thick as a brick. In fact, there was a very famous album by Jethro Tull called Thick as a Brick, I think. Jethro Tull. Thick as a brick. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Ba-da-da. This is an interesting group, Jethro Tull. They had a special sound. They were very popular in the late 60s, early 70s. Jethro Tull, a British group. Ian Anderson was the leader, and he sang and played the flute. And sometimes he played the flute standing on one leg, like a flamenco or like a, how do you say it? Like a una grulla, and standing on the stage playing his flute and standing on one leg. Yes, Ian Anderson. Interesting guy. Ian Anderson, yes. And you can see pictures of him standing. I wonder, standing and playing his flute. On one leg. There he is. There I found one. I thought I found one. Yeah, here's one. Let me stand. Yeah, Ian Anderson standing on one leg. Standing on one leg. There he is. And that's how he played the flute. Ian Anderson with those long, long hair. Later he cut his hair short. Because he was losing hair. But in any case. And that was... Ian Anderson was a leader, or at least the most conspicuous figure of the group Jethro Tull. Now, Jethro Tull, I don't remember the origin of that word. Jethro Tull. And the Aqualung was one of their most famous. But Jethro Tull is una banda de rock progresiva británica. All right. But Jethro Tull comes from a different background. They brought that. Jethro Tull is una isla en la isla de White. No. I can't find it. Who was Jethro Tull? Let me find out. Who was Jethro Tull? T-U-L-L. While a British rock band made his name famous nearly 300 years ago after his birth, it's better. While a British rock band made his name famous nearly 300 years after his birth, Jethro Tull was renowned in his own right as an agricultural pioneer and the inventor of the seed drill, the horse-drawn hoe, and an improved plow, all major developments in the 18th century agricultural revolution. There we go. Jethro Tull, agronomo. Aquí está. All right. Now we found him. There's a picture. And, you know, looking at a picture of Jethro Tull, you can see that Ian Anderson, his hair was similar when he was younger. He was an English agriculturist from Berkshire who helped to bring about the British Agricultural Revolution, Revolución Agrícola, o Agrónoma, of the 18th century. He perfected a horse-drawn seed drill. Seed drill. Taladro de... What, how do you say seed drill? In Spanish, you call it sembradora. Es una herramienta agrícola diseñada para sembrar y fertilizar la tierra. All right. And it was developed by Jethro Tull. This is new for me. Well, not new. I knew this many, many years ago, and I had completely forgotten. Yes. Jethro Tull. But the group is really, really good, eh? They were not my favorite, but I really liked them. My favorite of the progressive rock. Progressive rock is a group called Yes. Yes, como Yes and No. Yes, Starship Trooper. And it's really cool progressive rock. They're one of the best. As thick as a brick means eres bastante denso, duro de mollera. You're thick as a brick. You're not the brightest crayon in the box. You're not the brightest bulb in the chandelier. You're not the sharpest knife in the drawer. You're not the brightest star in the sky. You're not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree. You're not the quickest bunny in the forest. Somewhere there's a village missing an idiot. All right. These are different ways of, elaborate ways of calling somebody or referring to somebody as not very intelligent. How do you say crayon in Spanish? You know, children in school, they color. They have coloring books or color books. And we use crayons. Now, in French, crayon is lápiz, no? Crayon. Crayon. Cera. Crayon. Sí, sí, sí. Crayon. Pintar con ceras, con crayones. I've never heard the word crayon. Crayon. Americano, en americano para lápiz de cera. All right. He's not the... So we say he's not the brightest. La más luminosa. He's not the brightest crayon in the box. He's not the brightest bulb. Bulb is a bombilla in the chandelier. Chandelier no es candelabro, eh? Chandelier. Chandelier is araña. De lámpara de araña. Candelabro de techo. He's not the brightest bulb. Light bulb is una bombilla de luz. He's not the brightest bulb in the chandelier. He's not the sharpest knife. No es el cuchillo más afilado del cajón. In the drawer. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He's not the brightest star in the sky. He's not the brightest bulb, otra vez bombilla, on the Christmas tree. And he's not the quickest bunny in the forest. Bunny. Bunny is another word for rabbit. Bugs Bunny. Bunny Bunny. Bunny. I like that name, Bunny. Of course, they have the Playboy Bunny, you know, the girls, the famous girls in the Playboy Club and in the Playboy Magazine. The Playboy Bunny of the Month, Bunny of the Year. But I knew a girl whose name was Bunny. Bunny Hodges. Yes, and she's still around, eh? Yeah, I can see pictures of her now, right in front of me. And I recognize her, Bunny Hodges. She was really cute. She was about 2 years older than me. Her parents and my parents were good friends. And so, especially my father and Bart Hodges, Bunny's father. Now, they had three girls. The Hodges. And Hodges is spelled H-O-D-G-E-S. H-O-D-O-D-G-E-S. Con H. Hodges. Hodges, Hodges. The father was Bart. Bart Hodges. The oldest daughter, the three girls, the oldest daughter was LaBeth. Strange name, LaBeth. Como Beth, como B-E-T, Beth. B-E-T-H. But Lab delante, LaBeth. The middle girl was Bunny, Bunny Hodges. And the youngest one was Mindy. Also an interesting name, Mindy Hodges. So, and what was interesting about Bunny... The middle daughter Well, she could sing very, very well. Yeah. So, after years of volunteering for the Denton chapter of Habitat for Humanity and serving on its fundraising committee, Bunny Hodges. All right. And he goes on talking about Bunny. Bunny Hodges. She was very, very attractive. Of course, I think the last time I saw Bunny Hodges, I was maybe 10 years old. But I remember because every time, at that time, my family, for the first 9 years of my life, my family lived in Houston, Texas. However, we often went to Austin, Texas, on the way to Bertram, where my father's parents lived, the small town of Bertram. So we stopped in Austin quite often. And there was a period of time in which my maternal grandparents lived in Austin. And also my great aunt, my mother's aunt, lived in Austin. So we spent quite a bit of time in Austin. And every time we went to Austin, we visited Bart Hodges in his house and had lunch or dinner. And every time, Bunny stood up and sang. And we listened. And she sang, not opera, but she was a operatic style singer. She was good. And I know that she continued her work, but I don't know anything about Bunny Hodges anymore. But her name was Bunny. Yes. Bunny Hodges. But I can't find more information. Bunny Hodges. Facebook. She has a Facebook page and things. All right. And I'm sure she talks about singing. Something like that. Bunny. And I know that this is probably the first time in her life that somebody's talking about her on the radio. Oh, wow. If you go into Bunny's Facebook page, you can see a picture of her when she was probably maybe 25. It looks like an old photo, but it looks very, very nice. As you can see, she was a beauty, Bunny Hodges. So, Bunny. And then there's another photograph. It looks strange. It looks like a photograph from the 19th century. Bunny Hodges. And she was a singer. And she was on stage. Yeah, you can see some photographs in her Facebook page about these things. Amigos, she has 525 friends. I'm sure Mindy and LaBeth are included there. Yes, I'm sure. But it's been, my God, I think the last time I saw these three girls, it was when I was 10 years old. That's what's interesting about the internet now. You can find people that you haven't seen in 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. You can find a lot of people. Later, when I have a moment, I'm going to look down and see if I can find Mindy and LaBeth. All right, as thick as a brick. Yeah. Somewhere there's a village missing an idiot. En algún lugar hay un pueblo al que le falta un idiota. Es porque el idiota está aquí conmigo. Somewhere there's a village missing an idiot. As loud as thunder. O sea, más alto y ruidoso que el trueno. As loud as thunder, as tough as nails. Now, that's very common. As tough as nails. Tan duro como los clavos. As tough, más duro que un clavo. As tough as nails, as tough as they come. Yes, más duro de... No vienen de ningún sitio más duro que estos. As tough as nails. He's larger than life. This is one case in which we say... Similar to Spanish, we say it in the comparative, with larger. He's larger than life. Certain people are larger than life. Donald Trump was larger than life. He is larger than life. He's still alive. Winston Churchill was larger than life. People who just lived incredible lives and achieved incredible things. People are larger than life. It's an interesting expression, larger than life. I like it. But you can't apply that to many people. Larger than life. Amancio Ortega, perhaps. You could say larger. Well, at least what he achieved is incredible. Yes, un grupo que se llama Larger Than Life. All right, the Backstreet Boys have a song called Larger Than Life. Larger Than Life. Es más grandioso que la vida misma, dice aquí. Vale. Destaca lo grande. Más grande que en vida. En muerte, más grande que en vida, no. Larger than life. We use larger. We don't say bigger than life. We say larger. So it's interesting. Figuras heroicas. Maybe Hernán Cortés was larger than life. At least what he achieved was incredible. Yeah. George Washington could be said to be larger than life. What he achieved was also incredible. Certain people in history, you could say Peter the Great of Russia was larger than life. He was very tall. He was 1.99 meters or 2 meters tall. Can you believe that? In the year he became the Tsar of Russia, I believe in 1684. 1684. And he died in 1726. I'm not sure about that. He became Tsar, El Tsar de Rusia. Peter the Great. I say 1684, he became the king, the Tsar. And he died in 1726, but I'm not sure about that. Peter the Great. Let me see how good my memory is, or how bad my memory is. Peter the Great. Let's see. His reign began in 1682, 2 years before. And he died in 1625. Well, that was pretty close. I said 1684 and 1726. So really, I was only 1 year off. That's a long time, 1682 to 1725. That means during the 17th century, he was the Tsar for 18 years. And in the 18th century for 25. 25 plus 18 is 43. So he was the Tsar for 43 years. Well, he became the Tsar at the age of 9. He was 9 years old. Almost 10. He turned 10 right away. 1 month later. And it's a very interesting biography, this man. If you're not familiar with Pedro Grande, Pedro Primero de Rusia, Peter the Great, Peter the First, I would recommend you read a biography on this guy. He was larger than life. And he, like Philip II of Spain, has been accused of killing his own son. I think he ordered the execution of his son. And it was very sad, just like Philip II with, ¿cómo se llama, José? I can't remember. Just a second. With Peter the Great. Let me see if I can find something on it. And Peter, I can't find it on his I'm looking at his legacy. His eldest son and heir, Alexei, was suspected of being involved in a plot, complot, in a plot to overthrow the emperor. Alexei was tried and confessed under torture, bajo tortura, during questioning conducted by a secular court. He was convicted and sentenced to be executed. The sentence could be carried out only with Peter's signed authorization. And Alexei died in prison as Peter hesitated before making the decision. Alexei's death most likely resulted from injuries suffered during his torture. Alexei's mother, Eudoxia, had also been punished. She was dragged from her home, tried on false charges of adultery, publicly flogged, and finally confined in monasteries while forbidden to be talked to. Tough guy, eh? This guy. There's a very interesting painting of Peter I interrogating his son, Alexei. Yes. Now, the case of Philip II, you know, Philip II, Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P. Ugh, I cannot spell today. P-H-I-L-I-P. Philip II of Spain. All right, now, Philip II of Spain, who lived one century before Peter the Great, or almost a century and a half. He had problems with his son as well. Yes, I don't know if I can find it. Italy, France, the Mediterranean, the Strait of Magellan, revolt in the Netherlands, King of Portugal, King of England. Now, he was King of England. He married Mary. He married Mary, se casó con María la Sanguinaria, who was his niece, I think. Let's see. Mary was the granddaughter of Ferdinand Isabella. Ferdinand Isabella's fourth daughter was Catherine of Aragon, Catalina Aragon, who married Prince Arthur and then Henry VIII. And they had a child, and that child was Mary. 40 years later, Mary became, or 45 years, she became the queen upon the death of her half-brother. And Philip, who was the grandson of Ferdinand and Isabella. No. I'm getting confused now. Philip II, let's see, Charles the First, was the son of Juana la Loca, Joanna the Mad, and Philip the Fair, Philip el Hermoso, Philip the Fair of the Low Countries, Flanders. And, of course, Charles is, so he was the, oh, I'll have to work that out. You work that at your homework. The connection between Philip II and Mary the First of England. Bloody Mary. But we're talking here about Philip II and his son. You see, the son of Philip II. The son. What was the son's name? Let's see. Issue. Carlos. Príncipe de Asturias. Don Carlos. All right. Was the eldest son and heir apparent of King Philip II of Spain. His mother was Maria Manuela of Portugal and daughter of John III of Portugal. Carlos was mentally unstable and was imprisoned by his father in 1568. He died after half a year of solitary confinement. His fate, su destino, his fate, it was a theme in Spain's black legend and inspired a play by Schiller, Friedrich Schiller, and an opera by Giuseppe Verdi. I didn't know that. I didn't know. I knew about Schiller, but I didn't know about Giuseppe Verdi. Sad story, but he was perhaps mentally unstable, which is understandable because they had Joanna the Mad as well. Look, I think there's some mental instability in that family. Whatever. But it's interesting that both in both cases, there's a similarity between Peter the Great. People who are larger than life. Larger than life. All right. But going back to more expressions with as busy as a beaver. Más ocupado que un castor. Beavers are always busy. As busy as a beaver, as blind as a bat. No es nada, eres más ciego que un murciélago. Tan ciego como un murciélago. You're as blind as a bat. As clean as a whistle. I don't know why we say that, but we say as clean as a whistle. Más limpio que un silbido. As clean as a whistle. Well, we say that a lot, as clean as a whistle. As dead as a doornail. Más muerto que un clavo de puerta. Now, that's a very strange expression. Que tiene un clavo de puerta con la muerte. Well, that's Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens coined that phrase, that expression, as dead as a doornail in his famous book, A Christmas Carol. in which they were talking about Jacob Marley, the ex-partner of Ebenezer Scrooge, who had been dead for about 7 years. And the ghost of Jacob Marley visits his old partner, Ebenezer Scrooge, on the night before Christmas, Christmas Eve. And when Scrooge opens the door and sees Marley, his dead partner, says, "Marley, he was as dead as a doornail." As dead as a doornail. And what I like is that Dickens made up this expression from scratch, but has become part of the English language. William Shakespeare, there are about 100 common expressions in English that were apparently coined by William Shakespeare. Many, many expressions. "As flat as a pancake, más plano que un panqueque, que una torta, tortita. As flat as a pancake, as innocent as a lamb. Soy más inocente que un cordero. As innocent as a lamb, as old as the hills." Now that is very, very common. "Él es más viejo que las colinas." O sea, tan viejo como las colinas. I don't know why. "As old as the hill, as sick as a dog, as sly as a fox, as free as a bird, as fresh as a daisy." And there are many more. Yes, as plain as day. But I don't have time. Maybe another day I'll pursue these a bit more. But I have to go. It's been a pleasure. Have a good evening.
¿Sabes que ahora también puedes ver Vaughan Radio en directo? Síguenos en twitch.tv/Vaughan Radio.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres?